Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name.
This is the Dynasty Happy Hour Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Dynasty Happy Hour Open Bar. We made it into week two. We decided to do it. We had enough viewers. You know, I roped in my mom. I roped in Frank's mom as well to kind of just watch the show. And so much appreciated to you, Frank, because we honestly doubled our viewership just like that.
Absolutely. My mom supports the show whenever she can. So thank
Wise
you.
Wise woman.
Great lady. Great lady.
It's fantastic.
So welcome here. We've got a entire not an entirely new crew. We've got Eddie Doug back. So welcome back, Doug Eddie Doug D E the E D.
I'm D E is about it, baby.
Yeah, he's about it. He's about tits. I don't know if we'll have time for that story, but also we got Clint Followell, my former co-host. What's
former.
Up, man?
That's right. How you doing?
The fantasy pastor himself. We got Frank the Tank. We're still trying to find a word that rhymes with Frank or Tank. That's a wine. So if you have that, let us know because we're trying to.
Yeah, he's classy tonight, drinking the wine. Yeah.
Classy as fuck. What's up, guys?
Fuckers.
and newcomer Keaton from. Yeah. Where are you from? Where are you from?
So I just kind of showed up. What's up, guys? No, I write for the Fantasy Footballers and also for the Fantasy Authority. So you can find me both of those. Nice.
We have an authority of two here. That's right. on
Rep.
Bar tonight. Yeah, get them. And you know, sorry, happy hour folk gonna take y'all down.
Word.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I didn't realize. You know.
No, you didn't know that this is actually a rap.
I killed a man
show,
with a
right?
trident.
I saw that.
Oh, that escalated quickly.
You might want to lay low, Brick. You might be wanted
You're
for murder.
You probably wanted for murder.
I hated an Anchorman 2. Well, I liked it, but I hated that they like brought that fight scene back.
Back,
like,
yeah.
Basically the exact same thing. I mean, it was still great and funny, but I mean, I was.
It was. Yeah, the first time is the. You know,
yeah, like, yeah, you can't stop the first.
Don't
time.
Forget about Telemundo, bitches. Like,
I don't know. I have a policy against sequels. If the original's good, I don't want to see the sequel at all.
Yeah, I'm with
I watch anything Will Ferrell does, anything. I love everything.
We know,
yeah, obviously.
Doesn't surprise us.
he wouldn't be you without him.
Hey, so what is everybody drinking then?
Yeah, cheers. This is the Dynasty Happy Hour, so let y'all go first. What are we drinking?
Well, I've got the
some Coors Light.
Hometown Sierra Nevada, not a sponsor. This is their Summerfest. So
nice. I have wine from Trader Joe's. See, look at Trader Joe's, guys. Nero Marrone, if you guys want to, I don't know, sign me up. I'll drink this every single day, everywhere. So that's what I'm drinking. Coors Light doesn't count, Eddie Doug Eddie. Doesn't count.
It's the water of the Rockies.
I just figured it out, Frank. You're doing it wrong the whole time. That's why I was messed up, because you're drinking a bottle. You should be drinking out of the box. Franzia Frank.
Only Chad Scott could drink out of a box and make it look fucking classy. I gotta stop drinking.
We've already eclipsed our F-bombs for the show, Frank. So
you're welcome.
Not at all. It's the uncensored. Doug, what are you drinking, man?
A Coors Light, bro.
Right, the Coors Light, excuse me. Yeah,
Rocky, the mountains are still fucking smooth. Blue. Let's go.
You goddamn right. And Clint,
I am the designated driver because I'm still at work.
Hey, boo work.
I know. If I would have left work, I would have been 30 minutes getting home and setting up, and I would have missed half of it. So I'm here instead of drinking.
You're a good man, Clint.
Hey, so. I noticed something in last week's show that we need to fix for the viewers is you know, the three of them. You guys didn't make a drinking game out of this last week, and that's offensive to me. We need to get some rules in here on
we
how
need
this
a safe space. Out. I need a safe space. This is way offensive right now.
So I've got some rules written up here. I'm going to go through these. Let me know if this is good with you guys.
Totally sober, by the way. If you're making up rules on the fly, this is sober stuff.
No, I had to write these down because I would forget them already. So listen, anytime somebody says the St. Louis Rams or the San Diego Chargers,
drink
for that, right?
Yeah, understood.
Yeah.
Somebody says, I wouldn't be surprised, or it wouldn't surprise me, or some variation thereof.
Podcaster.
You're trying to kill me here.
Yeah, right? So the conversation shifts to any ball or any sport played with a round ball. That's got to be a drink for that.
I guess we're not talking basketball.
About the fucking Yankees last week, and it was pissing me off.
What happened? Yankees a goat. What happened?
Right. The next one here is Frank graces us with his signature, come on, you fucks.
Guys all have to drink every time I say that. Is that the rule?
Well, the viewers too. So you got to be kind to the viewers. We need them to come back.
Oh, true. Depends if they want to get loaded. Come on, you fucks.
So
drink, you fucks.
Here we go.
So I got one last one here. You have to finish your drink if Tyler calls in and reminds us he's from Minnesota.
And he's working as a janitor.
Or he drops the Eric Decker thing, the Eric Decker news.
Yeah, his neighbor's cousin's sister's friend from school.
Yeah,
Eric Decker is going to retire. I heard it here first.
Yeah, for sure. So there it is. So there we go. I encourage the viewers to play along. Let's see how long we last.
I love that, man. Thank you.
All right, you got to be the police on this, though.
We're on an honor system here amongst the fantasy community. We're all upstanding individuals.
All right, so just to clarify the game, St. Louis Chargers, San Diego Chargers, St. Louis Rams, San Diego Chargers.
Drink.
Drink you fucks. It wouldn't surprise me, or I wouldn't be surprised, correct?
Yeah, or it shifts to somebody mentions a round ball sport, whether that's the Warriors or LeBron or...
I can't wait to talk about rugby, because it's not round.
Rugby's not a round ball. I think you're good with rugby.
Yeah, I think you're good with that.
Hockey, you want to talk to Gregor and Mayweather? We're good with that too.
Ooh,
yeah.
So that's basically okay.
McGregor's got some balls to take on Mayweather in his own ring. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So I mean,
I would love it if he beat Floyd. That would be amazing.
That'll never happen.
No, I know it won't, but it would.
Floyd hasn't had a real boxing match in God knows how long. I mean, he's just runs away. Yeah, he's not gonna get one. He's not dumb, except when he like goes to the bank and takes out literally large bricks of cash like he's never heard of a credit card or anything.
It's like Ocean's 11 every day for him.
Yeah. I guess you can't make credit cards or credit like rain at a strip joint. So I get it.
Welcome to the Open Bar, a fantasy football talk show.
You mentioned... Yeah, never mind.
Yeah. We're really on track here.
What is Click?
The police
think?
Are out in droves tonight.
My brain is dead right now. I'm trying to decompress from work. I've been at work since 7, so, you know.
He's a designated driver. I mean, that's just what happens with the designated driver every time. You just kick him back. You try to get into it, but it's just so damn hard.
Just going to stand there in the corner and watch everything and observe.
That's right. That's right.
Gabe, what are
Take
you
the
drinking?
Keys when necessary.
Yeah,
I forgot.
So I don't know if you can see like how much liquor is in this fucking thing. But so this is called the Racketeer. I feel like I brought on a sponsor of like craft cocktails or some shit, but crocktails. yeah, I know it's boozy, bro. I'm telling you. So right, listen to this. We got rye whiskey.
Okay.
We got mezcal. Wife's a big mezcal person. We've got.
Is that a college?
I thought isn't that like JNCO, like the jeans, like Mezco jeans? Like,
mezcal? Mez.
I got mezcal disease, bro.
Benedictine. We got yellow chartreuse. We got sweet vermouth. All right. We got Peychaud bitters. And we got a scotch rinse. Okay. That's 7 ingredients-ish.
Is that Long Island iced tea?
I was just going to say, it's like a Long Island.
Exactly. It's like a fancy-ass Long Island iced tea. That's what I call it.
So you fancy fucks you.
Exactly. We're fancy as fuck.
Fancy as fuck.
We got some spirits. Gabe's – so, like, I drink liquor. Gabe drinks spirits, like high-class stuff.
Hey, we got a newcomer here, right? Who's in here now?
Oh, the Wiz.
We do. We got Josh. What's up, my man?
What's up, man?
What's going on?
What's up, the Wiz? Man?
Nobody beats I'm the Wiz.
I knew Frank would get that one.
Yeah, because that's what I am when I win the SFB 7.
Not gonna happen, Frank.
I'm winning it.
Yeah, bring it on, bitch.
I'm winning it. You guys are playing for second.
Dude, if I got second, I would just please. Let's be honest.
What division are y'all in for SFB 7? We can talk about that for a sec.
I'm in Pluto? Maximus.
Maximus. Sounds soft.
My son's name.
I'm in Olaf.
Olaf. Also soft.
Pluto.
Pluto. That was my second choice, actually. I wanted to be in Pluto, but...
Yeah.
So I actually just got put in. I think I'm in Sully, but it was just I wanted to be in Summerlin's division. The guy won last year. That was all I wanted. Oh, so I didn't request a character or anything. I just wanted to take on the champion. So.
Yeah. It's respectable.
Bold.
I'm in Simba. So, you know, I'm going to rise and be the king. Typical story. I know. It's
someone's going to hold you off the edge of the cliff and unfortunately drop you, I think.
I mean, you got the mane for it, I guess.
That's right.
That's a good point.
I did go long hair. Don't care. If y'all didn't notice, this is still me, Gabe. I don't have the man bun. I didn't want Frank to make fun of me all that much, so I let my hair down.
Good idea.
Yeah.
That was good. Is anybody going to this conference next week? Isn't there like a fantasy conference?
The FSWA's next week, right?
Yeah, that's it.
I'm not a member. Maybe next year.
Yeah, not a member. So
thought about it.
Good.
Yeah, I don't think I'm not a member either. I got a tweet. You know, it's not too late. Sign up. This and that. That and this. And then.
Yeah, I think non-members can go, but I don't know. Yeah. We'll see.
I just want to go and just like drop, like bring my written up list of hot takes and just like drop that shit and be like, see you next year.
Fleener, the Titan One. Who was this man? Who wrote this?
And give him praise.
It's him with the man bun.
It would be Fleener because the hair.
That's why. That's exactly. That's hey, some Freudian slip shit.
I'm excited for SFB though. I think it's that first down shit's really gonna mess some people up.
Yeah.
Are we all on board with the early round running back thing that's going around, right? Like everybody's just going to take running backs.
I think you have
to
be.
That's what it sounds like. And now you kind of feel like you got to zag while the others are zigging.
That's the thing is I'm not going to be on board taking LeGarrette Blount in the back of the second round if I have to. Like, you know.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I guess it all depends.
Get some quality wide receivers super late just by the way everyone's playing it so far. But, man, it's going to be a war of attrition, I think.
I think it's going to be those rounds 2 through 4 is going to be some quarterbacks and tight ends are going to get in there, though.
I think quarterbacks are going in the first round. Totally. Oh, absolutely.
It's got to be six and six or what, some combination of running back, quarterback.
Six quarterbacks go in the first round.
Tight ends get 2 points per first down.
Wasn't Kelsey like the second highest scoring player in that format last year?
Yeah, so some tight ends are
and that was a down year for tight ends last year, too.
Oh yeah,
it was kind of
a Gronk. If Gronk's, oh boy, he could score a shit ton of points.
Yeah, Gronk's definitely going in the first
for the nine games that he plays. He'll be
hey.
Yeah, I got look Gronk everywhere.
What
don't
do you see? Look Dwayne behind Allen me. What do you see? Go.
I think everybody should leave all the good tight ends alone, and then just draft like OJ Howard. If really high. Please, especially in the Maximus division.
I'm telling you, it's going to be an outlier for rookie tight ends this year. They're going to
the only year.
They're all top 10, I swear.
No, only OJ Howard. Yes, you're right. And Njoku and Ingram.
George Kittle, you got to get in on that action too.
Nice.
Boy,
Kittle.
Love George Kittle.
He wasn't in the drinking game.
You know, we got, I just thought of this. You got Kittle and Skittles both in the Bay Area. Now that's interesting.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, there's a cross marketing campaign waiting to happen.
So now all you need is YA Tittle and you'll be all set.
Hey, Kittle. Hey, Skittles. Never mind.
I told you this was going to be a rap battle between TFA and Dynasty Happy Hour, Frank. So you ready to drop bars?
Oh, I don't drop bars. There's no way. I cannot drop bars. I'm horrible.
Maybe by the end of the show, we'll get there, but not right now.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it PG-13 at least. At least
only allowed like one fucking PG 13 movie.
So then R, then R, no NC 17 shit.
Keep drinking that wine. We'll see what happens.
I'm almost done with this wine. Once I'm done with this wine, I'm pretty much done. My liver's done.
Hey, so you guys are like the Dynasty experts, right? Everybody here, right?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Perfect.
I don't think there's an expert, period.
No. So asking there for isn't. A friend who's got a startup tomorrow.
Okay. Mm. For a friend.
I love the
friend. A friend.
Yep.
From the combine to now, which rookie has risen your ranks the most? Like who's
OJ
the
Howard.
Biggest gain? OJ Howard?
Really?
I don't think he should be, but he has.
No, of your personal ranks.
Kenny Galloway and Chad Williams are the two that have really risen up my ranks.
I wouldn't go with Joe Williams.
Fuck Joe Williams.
Hey, look, exactly. Galloway. Thank you.
Galladay is going to be Galloway, Frank. I don't know if you caught that. You're drinking too much wine already, but he will be a Joey Galloway, but it's Galladay all the day, okay?
I could have sworn it would be Galladay. So nice. I did say Galladay. I think
he's the riser.
Yeah.
Galladay.
I'm gonna go with Evan Engram.
Well, I had Engram as a first rounder anyway.
Well, 3 months ago, the guy was, a third rounder, second rounder at best.
Who are we talking about? Galladay?
Evan Engram.
No, Engram.
Oh,
Engram.
So it was
3 months ago, there was no tight ends in the first round. That's really changed quite a bit since then.
So what's moving them up? Yeah. Is it the combine or is it the OTAs or what's moving them up your ranks?
It's the combine.
Yeah, I mean he's Mike Evans basically in tight end, as a tight end.
It's true.
So and plus the situation, I know everybody hating on Eli, even though he's got two Super Bowl rings against the Patriots. Deal with it. But
okay, hold on. So we had Doug Eddy last week with the fucking Patriots, and now we brought Frank on with his Giants pennant in the back.
Because we're the only ones, the Giants fan. I said this to Doug earlier. We're the only fan base that has anything to say to can talk shit to the
Patriots. Eli's got 2 years left. Eli's got 2 years left, Max.
I agree with you. As a Giant fan, I want to say to every NFL fan base, you're welcome. You're welcome. Because if the Giants did not beat – think about how intolerable the Patriot fans are as is. Imagine if they would have won two more.
Most of them. Yeah. Right.
Most of them, Doug. Not present company excluded.
Yeah, but no, I still can't remember how they beat them. How did that happen?
Through pure grit. God personally came down and did it.
When you put Ellis Hobbs one-on-one against Plaxico Burress in a fucking goal line situation,
yes.
The worst fucking call ever. You should have doubled the bill. What the fuck?
Well, didn't they? Wasn't it a hurry up? That was a rush play. Eli Goats.
Yeah, MVP. They should have. I don't think they had a timeout either.
Yeah, it was just a rush get to it. He saw one-on-one with Plaxico, and that was the plan from the get-go. One-on-one, you just throw it
out. Ellis Hobbs is too short.
No way. As a fan of the team formerly known as the San Diego Chargers, I can't endorse Giants winning anything.
Why?
Does that
because Manning you wanted Eli?
Eli Manning can
bitch
suck
on draft
dude.
Day.
Yeah, he was.
Two Super Bowls.
Does that count to preface with formerly known as?
I'll drink to it. That's fine. I mean, I'm good with that.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
I'm not going to pour it out for my team. I might as well drink it.
True.
Right. Making sure we're still playing.
Hey, man, that Giants offense is ridiculous this year. They put a ton of pieces in place.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
I'm hoping we get a rematch, baby. We're going to get revenge on you, Frankie.
Never. Listen. If it happens, God willing, it happens, right? And then the Giants beat the Patriots.
I'll be scared
again.
Shitless.
Of course.
I'll be scared shitless.
Every Patriot fan I know, everyone was extremely happy once the Giants were out of it. They're like, the Giants were the only team that we hate. Every single one of them at work, on here, everyone. Nah, I just can't stand the Giants. They didn't want to see us.
I'll be scared. If it's another rematch, well, God, I won't be confident whatsoever. All I ask for is one of these days the Patriots get to a Super Bowl and then blow somebody out instead of having these nail biters or huge comeback wins, just to make it easy on us. Just one time. Just like just have a blowout against
Brady,
somebody. That's all I asked for.
If Tom Brady hadn't played so terrible in the first half, he probably wouldn't have had to do that.
That's true.
Well, the defense didn't do him any favors either, mind you.
True.
Listen, the Falcons gave them the game. That's it. Bottom
that's
line.
They really
they
after
don't
that,
want
who,
it.
After that Julio catch, you.
It was over. After that, wait, we lost Doug.
Was it just me, or did everybody feel like the Falcons had it in the bag at halftime?
Oh yeah,
everybody. Yeah.
Nope.
See the Patriots get throttled.
I mean, I was enjoying it. They were ripping up the Patriots. I was really enjoying it, and then I really enjoyed watching the Patriots come back.
It was an entertaining game, that's for sure.
It was.
Hell yeah.
You're right about that Julio catch. I mean, they just run the ball there. Wait, put down 4 minutes. You know.
Cute.
Yeah, it was what was it? Third and I don't know, three, and they throwing, and I think he got sacked, or it was
the Hightower sack.
Yeah, like idiots. Run the clock. You're up. Third and three, Freeman. Why not?
But there was some justice though to that Edelman catch, because with the Tyree catch costing Tom Brady a Super Bowl,
and the Manningham catch on the sideline
that wasn't a lucky catch. Manningham catch was a perfect pass.
It was a perfect pass. Yes,
perfect pass, perfect catch. Tyree was all luck. I mean
if I had a time machine, that would be one. If I had a DeLorean, that would be one of the moments I go and fix. I would knock that shit out of his hands and then run away, and then boom, I'm out of there, and Patriots win. Let's go.
Yeah.
You guys just can't be happy with five rings.
No, I'm super happy, but when you get so close to six or seven, I mean, YOLO, let's go.
No.
Everybody hates the dynasties. I get it.
This is fine. This is just phenomenal that we we come to this already, but we may as well just.
I didn't even start it last week.
Hey, Clint, it wasn't my fault. Clint and Wiz and Keaton, I'm gonna kick y'all out, and I'm gonna leave too. I'm just gonna let Doug and Frank handle this.
No, we're good. We're good.
We're done. We spoke. I mean, I won. So
yes,
I won this argument.
Well, you won the Super Bowl, so I'll give it to you.
That's true. You won the Super Bowl.
It is. I mean.
Anyone want to touch Super base on the rookie thing for Keaton, or are we good with what we said?
I was going to say mine is Aaron Jones in the whole process. Aaron Jones. A guy that I didn't know much about, and then the combine, watching some tape on him. I love me some Aaron Jones. I have him in almost every dynasty league that I'm in.
Yep.
Yep. Love him.
He's
as well.
Cheap still, too, isn't he?
Third, typically.
And he's not a general riser for people. So you can still get him cheap. I mean, it's a reach kind of to get him in the third round. I mean, if you want him, you should take him there, because it's kind of risky to take him, wait for the fourth. But yeah, absolutely. He's a riser. I mean, I'm okay taking him in the high second, early third if I want him that badly.
Yeah.
What about in a startup or something?
He's late.
Super late. Duper late.
Asking for a friend, obviously.
Top 200 still. Pick at that point, maybe. Yeah. Past that. So.
Yeah, super late. Yeah.
I mean, in these rookie drafts, late second, early third, it doesn't matter. Get your guy. Like, if he's going in the first and you're like, that was a reach. But Aaron Jones in the late second, you're like, what's the difference between the early third or late second? I mean, you want Chesson or maybe?
I got a rookie draft starting this weekend. I have the 1-5, 1-6, 1-11, 1-12. And at the 1-6, I don't really have a needed receiver, and I don't really know if I'm sold on Mike Williams yet, but I'm
that's who's going to be looking at you.
I know, but I'm thinking I think I might take Samaje Perine there.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not a PPR league, so.
Well, the top six, I think, is just interchangeable. We've been talking about this for a while, right? I mean, the top six, and then after six, it's whoever you prefer.
Personal Kareem preference.
Hunt, Kamara. Hunt, P. Ryan,
one of the tight ends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, 108 to like 208 is just whoever the hell you want, kind of thing, for sure.
Did you guys say the top three has now become Fournette, Davis, and McCaffrey, though? I mean, kind of locked down.
I got Mixon.
Mixon's still in there. He's
yeah.
And I love Cook, so he's actually my number one running back.
Your number what running back?
Number one running back.
Dalvin.
Get it. I got him in picks, too. I'm coming for you.
I think there's a top five. And then Williams with the recent back troubles and stuff.
I think people are cooling on Williams a little bit. Mm-hmm. I've seen him. I've heard some people getting him later, like 108, 109, 110 kind of thing. So
I'd be stoked at 10. That's
That's good.
If he slips to me at 11, I would be very happy.
For sure. I don't think he's doing anything this year. I think he's going to be sitting most of the year.
Bye, Tyrell.
No.
Yeah.
No way. Tyrell is already – he's already in the offense. He already knows what the hell he's doing. I love Tyrell Williams. Love
he said bye, Tyrell. He said bye, Tyrell.
Oh, I thought he said, like, bye, Tyrell.
No. B-U-I. B-U-I.
Oh, yes. No, definitely. Yeah. Buy as much Tyrell as you can. I love Tyrell Williams. Love him.
Absolutely. I think Keenan's going to have a nice year, too. I think the injury stuff you can just set aside. I mean,
it's overblown. Everybody had an
kidney,
ACL.
Like, yeah, and everyone's got an ACL.
Right.
Kidney.
Technically.
Technically, yeah.
They have two.
Injury.
Everybody's got two, but Keenan only has one, so.
That's right.
He's
right.
Got some really bad luck, incredibly, horribly bad luck.
I watched some interview once about Aaron Rodgers when he tore his ACL in college. And they, I think it was on like Jim Rome is Burning or something. And he
what
asked him,
is
like,
up?
If he likes, if he, when he prefers like which ligament, and they asked him like, I don't know if it was like synthetic or like cadaver or something like that. Mm-hmm. So that was an interesting conversation. Any opinions there? Cadaver ACL for you guys?
So
you
my brother-in-law no. had an ACL and he had a cadaver ACL and it actually wore away.
Oh,
so. Probably synthetic would be
dead.
Sell Aaron Rodgers. Sell Aaron Rodgers now.
Okay, I feel stupid. What's a cadaver ACL?
A dead person's ACL.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. That's interesting.
But wait, which one did Aaron Rodgers get?
The cadaver? Yeah.
Oh my God. I knew
it doesn't always work.
I knew he was a weirdo.
I'm telling Aaron Rodgers, I got to rep that too.
Was that?
We just got a Godwin to Roddy White
comparison here in Chico.
Oh, nice.
Chico?
Yeah, we won a lot of games that year. A lot of games.
Hey, yo. Chico.
Chico. Hey, yo.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine does the best. What is that? Razor Ramon? Is that?
Yeah, Scott Hall. Yeah.
A buddy of mine, Carp, at Carp57, does a phenomenal Razor Ramon, Hogan. He does them all. It's hilarious.
Can we get
Carp
on right now?
Huh?
Let me get Carp on right now as a guest. Man, to
Adam.
Bring him in.
Yeah.
Adam, Carp. Ooh, yeah. Carp with a C57. See where he's at.
What is it? Carp.
We're
what?
Talking dynasty.
At Carp, C-A-R-P 57.
Carp 57. Carp 57, if you're watching, listening, we want you, man. We want the Razor Ramon right now.
He's yeah. And then in the group thread, he'll send something that's very not, you know, we can't air. Fucking hilarious, like just going nuts. It's hilarious.
Hey, can anybody do a great Matt Kelly impersonation?
No, I don't think anybody can. Anybody? Matt Kelly is one of a kind.
One, like yeah, one and only Matt Kerman
and the crazy haired guy from Police Academy or something like that.
You'd have to use like big words all set in the correct order.
That's a challenge.
Yeah,
I don't have the vocabulary. Yeah.
He's quite the linguist.
So can I complain about Jeremy Maclin signing for a little bit?
Yes.
Yes, please do.
Oh, absolutely.
Please.
Let's talk about football since we're halfway through this. And we're
so I recently joined TFA, right? The Fantasy Authority. And right, my first article. Super excited for this first article, right? About second-year receivers, third-year receivers, or yesterday's news. You know, you got to go for the second-year guys. And write this sweet piece about how Chris Moore is going to be amazing for the Ravens. This dude is a sleeper. He's free, and he's going to blow up. And then Jeremy Maclin shows up and just shits all over my brand new article, first one I write for this site.
Sorry, bro.
And I just, hey, I mean, come on.
What about the amazing fantasy Rashad football? Perryman? How does that affect old Rashad Perryman, the breakout Perryman here?
Well, I was just in the middle of writing my article about Rashad Perryman capping his ceiling basically as a top 25 wide receiver, and then Maclin shows up, and so I have to like adapt a few things and be like top
35. Top 35 wide receiver.
Maybe maybe he's a top 35 receiver now.
So no, freaking lasers.
He's not 35. That's
Joe
how
Flacco's gonna throw some freaking lasers.
That's how old he looks though.
Too much to ask for from Flacco to throw some freaking lasers.
Can somebody tell me what Rashad Perryman's doing with his hair? He looks like a black predator.
I think he shaved it.
Oh, he shaved it.
Yeah, it's gone.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, he looks like a football player now.
He's serious now, guys.
He had a weight requirement in his contract, so he had to meet that by cutting off all that hair.
That probably increased his 40 time.
That's
by
probably what Eddie Lacy did.
Yeah, that's right. Got the dreads.
Who was the guy that got tackled by his dreads? And it like came out.
Oh, that was wasn't
that Marshawn Lynch? He got some like ripped out a couple years ago.
Lynch. They pulled
and
him
the
down.
Guy,
yeah,
like, had it like on his thing.
Yeah, he had one dangling off, and he looked at it. And he...
He's so good. I love Marshawn Lynch, bro. I love everything about Marshawn Lynch. His total football. In redraft, you're not gonna draft Marshawn in redraft.
Not where he's going.
He's gonna
end the fifth or sixth.
He's gonna end up in the second round. I'm telling you,
that's crazy. Yeah.
All right,
it'll be game in the sixth. If he was there in the sixth, I'd think about it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, sixth. I would totally.
He's going to be late second, early third by the time it's all said and done in August.
I'd sell him week two, though. I'd pick him in the sixth and sell him week two.
No.
Get out.
Nope. You got to ride him at the end of the year to the end of the year. He's awesome.
You're going to have to ride Elijah Hood at the end of the year.
Oh, that fat mess. No.
All right. Let's hold on. We've got six here right now. Let's make a bet for, because we got kind of a similar situation with, Marshawn and Adrian Peterson and Jamal Charles. All right. So of those three, and maybe everyone's going to be on the same board here, so this won't necessarily work, but we'll see. We can bet shots for the end of the season. We'll come back on the happy hour.
You're talking my language now. Here we go.
Yeah, here we go. So who's gonna score the most points basically in the end
Lynch.
Of the year? And if everyone's on the Lynch board, then maybe we have to adapt some things.
Adrian Peterson.
Swinging.
Lynch.
Gotta go Lynch.
Here's the thing. Is Jamal Charles even going to score any points this year?
He might not even make the team.
He's going to get cut.
What is Michael Jordan knees?
Okay, what would it make it even, man, if we say, like, Marshawn Lynch in 12 games versus the other two guys in a full season? Is that fair?
Well, Lynch isn't going to play a full season anyway, but I'm still taking him.
How about a points per game, average points per game or whatever?
Yeah.
Charles. He'll play one game, go nuts. Yeah. And be
done. Hey, that's part of the game. That's why we're playing this game.
I'm still taking Peterson.
But at least five games. Five games at least played, right? Average points per game?
Yeah.
Lynch.
Still Lynch.
Lynch.
Lynch. Lynch.
I'll take Peterson.
I'll take Charles because I'm thirsty.
Okay. Keep drinking that cocktail you got there. That crocktail.
Hey. That crocktail. We got new guests here. What's up? Married to the game, fellas.
Married to the game.
Nice.
Welcome.
Just got done recording. Sorry about jumping in late here. Looks like we got a great group tonight.
We're loaded, man.
We're around.
Yeah,
month.
It's already.
We're at capacity.
It's lit AF, yo.
Yep. Laugh. We're laughing.
Laugh.
That's funny. We were trying to get our technical side right over here so we could actually hear you guys for a little while before we jumped in. I don't want to bring it back around and get it started, but I heard Frank giving the Patriots fan a hard time from the New York Giants perspective, and it was hilarious.
He's allowed to.
We're the only ones that are allowed to do it.
Giants fans,
if the Patriots own every other team and the Giants own the Patriots, then the Giants own every other team.
Oh, great. Yeah, the transitive property always works.
Hey, listen, Keaton, you keep your big words to yourself, okay? The Giants own every
Was that a Matt Kelly impersonation?
I'm working on it. How was it?
That's pretty good.
That was the transducive property.
Hey, so what are you guys drinking?
Oh, I'm drinking a ladies' drink, Cayman Jack, because I'm a wussy.
Okay. How about the newcomers? What do you guys got going?
So this is a local brewery here in Charleston, Revelry Brewing Company. This is
they're sponsored.
Yeah, our boys. This is a Lefty Loop, a West Coast Indian Pale Ale IPA.
Ugh, nice,
pretty good.
Now that is a sponsor, am I right?
Is Dairy Queen your sponsor as well? What kind of what's their Blizzard of the Month?
You got to get Oreos.
You got to turn it upside down, or it's free.
Yep.
I used to work at Dairy Queen as a young lad.
I did not know this. Way to pull that up, Gabe.
Yeah.
I love.
In every small town in America, there is one Walmart and one Dairy Queen, at least.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very true.
I think I might have been to Dairy Queen twice in my life.
For real?
Yeah,
I was in there. That's a myth. Nobody actually goes to Dairy Queen. It's just
I don't think there's any Dairy Queens in the Bronx. I'm pretty sure there's. How many bodegas have you guys been into? How's that? None. I bet you zero.
I've been in a bodega.
What is that word? Like, what are you speaking? No, it's
John Bodega. That's the guy from Star Wars, right?
A bodega is like a little supermarket. On every corner, there's at least three of them on every block in New York City.
What's that song from like the 90s? LFO had a song about bodegas or something?
I don't think so. You know what we call those in Boston, Frank? We call those CVS.
No, see, these are mom and pop
shops.
On
every corner.
No, these are mom and pop shops.
I didn't know an LFO reference would get into the open bar. Nice, man.
I'm just saying. Yeah, man. That's like late 90s, early 2000s, just garbage pop music.
Uh-huh. Oh, no, I'm not dealing with pop music. No, is that to do with the hat? Did he have a hat?
No, it's a group.
But the lead singer had a hat, no? Like a little
visor with frost tips or something?
Oh, probably. They all did. Yeah. That's a requirement.
I think that's
what I'm
It was a Guy Fieri? I'm so confused. So confused.
Maybe we should get off of this.
So Dairy Queen.
When we jumped in, everybody was throwing out Lynch to an answer to a question.
What do you think?
I'll take Lynch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We got to
– Peterson.
You got to change things up. You got to say 8 games or something for Lynch to get you all to swing a little bit or something.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's think.
So if you want to go like running backs over 30, right? So like Forte or Lynch.
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 Still Lynch.
Lynch.
Of course. Yeah. Forte.
Let's go Peterson plus Charles. And you can take both. Ooh. Or you can go Lynch.
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 Okay, fine. Peterson, Peterson, Charles, and Forte. Like, all against Lynch. Come on.
Can we add LeGarrette Blount? He's over 30.
No, then I'll go Blount. Blount.
I'm gonna have to go with the other side.
Okay, Blount or Lynch then.
Lynch.
I'm gonna go with Blount. Shock the world.
Let's see, go. Lynch.
I think Blount is close.
Nah, I don't know.
Blount what about is... Kamara plus Peterson?
Yeah, Kamara
versus
Kamara.
Lynch.
Is it PPR? I think Kamara's gonna light shit up.
Not a Kamara guy.
You're not. I'd go Kamara.
I'd go Kamara and Peterson over Lynch.
If it's PPR, I would. Yeah.
Well, I think everything should. Isn't. Are people still playing standard leagues besides S&P?
No,
no.
In no way, man.
Just the noobs are playing standard leagues until they discover PPR. And it's all over.
And people are still playing with kickers and defenses. If you guys are still playing with kickers and defenses, please stop this madness.
Hey, thank you, Frank. My brother-in-law is listening to us, and he has his home league, has kickers, defenses, and non-PPR, and it drives me fucking insane.
Is he like 70 years old?
Just quit those leagues.
Oh, he's younger than I am. He's only he's gonna be 35, 34.
I got same things. My buddies will not get rid of kickers and defenses. I'm like, what? We just got PPR. We just voted in PPR. I'm like, finally, welcome to the fucking won't get rid of it.
I had a guest on a few weeks ago. Shout out to Rob here. Rob Knight. He had punter, and I think Doug, you were on this episode with me. He had punters in his league. What do y'all think about punters?
I have punters in a league.
I have punters in a league.
How does that work?
Love that.
Playing punters. What do you get points for?
Oh, my God. This is killing me.
Hold on. This is killing me. You get points for punts inside the 20.
Oh, my God.
And you get points for – hold on.
Somebody thought about the scoring system for fucking punters.
Doug, let me save you some time, man. That's trash.
Oh, I'm fully aware. I won that league last year with Shane Leckler, so let's go.
Oh, my God. If a kicker – I go nuts if a kicker like Justin Tucker destroys me with 5 fucking field goals.
I had Justin Tucker too.
If I lose a game because of a punter, I'm quitting everything. I'm throwing stuff. I'm breaking electronics. It's the worst. Punters?
That's terrible. Yeah. If you want to roll them into your special teams defenses, go for it. But man, solo position.
There's a little bit of strategy with that, I think, versus the kickers I completely think is garbage and luck. But
can anybody here name the top 5 punters in the league? Anybody?
Absolutely. Johnny Hecker is number 1 from the Los Angeles
Besides
Rams.
Doug.
King, right?
Or Eddie.
Mark King, King from Oakland. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, my That's God. Two. King.
I don't know if Doug can name 5. It's 2.
Shane Leckler was up there. McAfee? I know that for a fact.
McAfee?
3. 4.
Bosher, right? From the Falcons. Is he up there?
Yeah, he's probably up there.
How about the site we can even find the answer to this question?
I don't even know the Giants punter.
Give me a minute. I'll give it to you.
The Rams punter.
Wing. Brad Wig or something is whatever his name is.
Brad Wing.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. He's a punter.
Wing?
Who cares?
Brad, I'm sorry if you're listening.
He's not.
He's not. I'm trying to find the scoring here just to make you guys laugh. So give me a minute. I'll find it.
All right.
I wonder if anybody's written an article on the best punters like ever.
Oh my God. That wait, can't be. I'm going to Google
Ray guy. This. End of article. That's it.
All right. DHH open bar vote here. Do we want to invite Tyler onto the show?
Yeah, yes. I want to finish my drink. Is he got
time? And then we're all drinking.
I know. Then we all got to finish our drink. That's what I was thinking.
I got the punter scoring. You want to hear it?
Oh, yeah. Let's go with the punter scoring. No.
So punting yards is 0.01 point for every 1 yard. For every punt inside the 20, you get a point. And if you had your punt blocked, you get negative 2 points.
Oh, my God. So not only can
literally a punter can score. Usually they score like 4 to 5 points a week, like tops. It's so dumb.
That is dumb. Wow.
This is I'm good. I'm just this is.
Gabe, it's on you to get us a new topic.
All right.
Wrap that shit up.
I'm trying to get Tyler on so we can talk about Eric Decker.
Yeah.
Where'd he go?
He's got some splaining to do.
Yeah. Big Dick Decker.
All right, now we got Macklin landed. Where y'all want Decker to land?
San Francisco.
No, too many Garcon shares.
Okay, next.
Way too many Garcon shares for to want Decker.
Everyone
there.
Gets their one Decker take. Josh, you already got yours. Who else? One team. No explanation. Come on, hurry up. Okay, Buffalo. Dallas Cowboys.
Buffalo.
That's good.
Buffalo.
Buffalo. Kansas City. He can't
be the one. He can't Kansas be the one. Kansas City. It is.
That'd be hilarious.
Kansas City signing Decker would be great.
Decker can't be. He can't play as a one. He needs to be a two across from a physical presence.
Tyreek Hill.
That's okay.
By the way, Tyreek Hill is on the block in the TFA Dynasty League. Just saying.
Oh,
he's the number one wide receiver.
Maybe the Rams.
That's a good one.
Chiefs have a lot of possession type guys there, though.
Hilarious, but they could definitely use a red zone threat.
Oh, and he was visiting the Titans today. Do you think that'll happen?
Oh, that'll ruin Rashad.
Yeah,
Houston, stay away, Decker. Get out of there.
They're too small. Houston, for that. They're not going to sign him.
I don't mind Houston. Actually, that's all right.
I haven't heard that either. That's the first time I've heard that.
What about Arizona Cardinals?
Cardinals would be good.
I like Cardinals too.
I like that and Houston actually. The Cardinals and Houston would be good.
Yeah, just okay. Not Tennessee.
Quick discussion.
Not Tennessee.
Okay, we're done with Decker. Quick discussion. Where does Matt Jones land on the running back scale this year? Just, you know, thoughts.
Where's the bottom of the scale?
I know, who? Yeah, right?
Matt Jones.
Oh, shit. Who?
Who? Matt Jones.
Yeah, but I was talking with
1-1-3-3-0-8-0-0-4 or so. I don't
the wood grain gripping, Gabe. I love it.
What's your hot take, Gabe? You would take Matt Jones over
Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, I would too.
Sean Lynch.
I would too. Take him over Peterson.
I just don't believe, man. He's third getting touches. I don't know. He's done. If Matt Jones lands in a nice spot, I still like him. I don't know why. Gruden just hated him, man. He didn't fumble.
Yeah, the fumbles killed him. No.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of talent. His combine was off the charts.
Big dude. Comps to Lev Bell, I think. I mean.
Yeah.
I could see a starter going down. Like, if something happened to McCoy this offseason and he ended up and traded to Buffalo or something, he could be, like, nuts. But, like, Williams. That takes.
All the Mike Tolbert.
I love Jonathan Williams too much for that to happen.
Me too.
Give me the bowling ball.
I love Carlos Williams.
I think that would be good.
Carlos Williams, like Eddie Lacy'd himself out of the league, right?
Well, Carlos Williams, hey, you was know, boy.
I loved Carlos Williams.
His wife got pregnant. They had a kid. He started eating a little more than he should have.
Oh, is that why I'm fat?
Then he got suspended 10 games.
Blame my wife
he had
for that.
Drug stuff going on, right? PEDs or something?
That was original 4-gamer, and then he got bagged again, and he's doing a 10-game. I stashed him once Pittsburgh picked him up and put him on their practice squad. And I actually looked him up a few weeks ago to see what was going on, and there was like no news about Carlos Williams, unfortunately. So
he's done.
I got him on one deep roster, but he's probably going to be the bye-bye man pretty soon.
Damn it.
Yeesh.
Matt Jones.
Keith Marshall.
Keith Marshall.
Ugh.
Didn't Matt Jones have
some all kind of our lover boys from some, 2-3 years ago?
Didn't Matt Jones have a special ball that he had to carry around? It was electronic that did things for him when it was knocked out.
I think it was just a Bop It.
He was trying to take from the program when Omar Epps used to carry the football around.
They just need to bring back Stickum and he'd be okay.
All right. Other news notes. I don't know.
Hey, so Giovanni Bernard is supposed to miss a couple games, right? Yep. Is that what I heard?
Know, there's one.
Mixon owns that backfield.
Joe Mixon alert, yeah.
Is he going to give that back? I mean, he's just the featured guy right now, is he not?
Perfect timing. The janitor Tyler. To clean up our mess.
I heard you guys were talking about kickers. What?
No. We were talking about punters.
Top five punters.
Nope.
Top five punters. Who you got?
Top five punters. Well, Sean Weatherford is... Weatherford is definitely probably the
he's right.
beefiest.
I was right.
I wouldn't mess with that guy, so I'll just say him. All five.
Isn't there like a punter in the Hall of Fame for God's for
Ray
the
Guy.
Love of God?
Ray Guy, yeah.
Just recently,
can I say
right?
Cluey? Can I say Cluey just based on his views?
Cluey.
No. Who? I don't even know these. I don't know punters. Fuck these punters.
The Vikings punter.
If they're punters. In the news, it's bad news. That's how it works.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless it's Marquette King. That dude's hilarious on Twitter, man.
Good.
I troll him. I'm like, you're a punter, dude. Stop. You're literally a punter. Stop. You know, he's doing that. Remember Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce made fun of him because he did that, like, horse dance. Like, he was on a horse.
Oh, yeah.
But he punted a cake. So.
He did what?
That's legit. He punted a cake.
Yeah.
Was he like Steve Aoki?
Like, literally a cake?
Yeah. Like a cake.
It was for Derek Carr's birthday the cake? Or something. He just punted it.
Yeah, he just punted a damn cake.
So I could punt the cake. What's the big deal?
That could have been a challenge on you know, circling the web, like the, you know, ice water challenge or punt a cake challenge. That's
punt a cake.
Next.
Yeah.
It's like the
so basically, he ruined some kid's birthday by punting a cake. Good for him. He could have gave that cake to a child.
I know. Okay? I fucking love cake. Give it to me.
Right. I'll give it to Tyler.
I love cake.
I'm fat. I love cake, too.
I blame my wife.
Over. We'll eat the cake together.
I blame my wife for being fat because she got pregnant.
Well, you did it too.
Good job, Carlos.
There's a little bit of a difference.
Yeah,
a little
Carlos.
Bit.
Not at the table, Carlos.
We're 50% responsible for that. Or maybe.
Yeah. More. You had 30 seconds to do with that. So. Don't worry about that.
That's if, generous.
If that.
Yeah. That's generous, actually.
All right,
what do you got, work, Tyler?
Hot take of the week.
Yeah. The what?
What's your hot take of the week?
Kaiser's starting week one.
Hey, I need to know
says
what
the guy who drafted him.
Tyler, I need to know what your neighbor's cousin's up to this week. Who's he talking to?
Let's see. Somebody from Minnesota.
Oh, we got a
Michael.
He did that Michael, on purpose.
Michael Floyd is staying at home. Is that okay?
Is he still living with Kyle Rudolph?
I don't know.
That's what I heard.
I actually left his tree of his house to spy on Bridgewater for a little bit. But
is Michael Floyd still at home because he's on house arrest or what?
Yeah, he's got one of those anklets.
Yeah. Okay.
How can you run with one of those? Just.
I hope to never find out.
Very carefully.
Very yeah. carefully.
You mean
fast.
Like run,
you have to
Doug?
Run fast.
No, you never want to
like run
again?
From the
police? Only if you cut it off, then you're really going to have to run.
Hey, Gabe.
But, yeah.
My bad, guys. Hey, last week you asked anybody on here about something they had seen in a rookie draft that was cool or something they wanted to point out, and I jumped the gun and threw us into the fourth round about some Malcolm Mitchell, and I've been regretting it all week, just taking the air out of the balloon there. Not that it wasn't a great pick in my eyes, but if you want to maybe throw that back out there, and I won't ruin it this week.
about the question or the Malcolm Mitchell specifically?
If something fun about a rookie draft that you wanted to point out or something that was interesting, a move you saw or somebody going too late or too early or anything.
I'm in a rookie draft right now, and no joke, Njoku went 208. It's a home league.
Whoa.
Who was the top seven?
Let's see. I got Kamara at 201. Then it was OJ Howard. And then.
People still loving this OJ Howard.
You know
I'm
what?
I'm fading OJ Howard lately.
Me too.
You know, that's you're not going to be able to replenish that vitamin C if you give up the OJ.
Oh.
Okay. Bye, Tyler.
That's a dad joke.
Be from Minnesota. It's a good
if spot. I, by the if way, I eject you right now, am I fired?
By the way, new rule.
Punt him.
New rule of this podcast. If you do a dad joke, a pun, or a play of words, everybody drinks.
We'll add it to the list. We'll add it to the list.
Add it to the list. All right, no dad jokes.
No, we need Frank, you don't work tomorrow, so just
I don't
throw those out. Throw all the dad jokes and get all these guys drunk.
I know, right? I got no work. My kid's graduating tomorrow, but that's no big deal.
It's really
no.
Yeah. You'll probably be drunk anyways, so
already. Congrats. I'm already drunk. Are you kidding me?
That's congrats to your wine cooler there. For graduating.
Bartles and James.
It's wine. This is legit wine. I'm slurring.
You're drinking wine?
They brought Zima back.
See you, Frank.
I'll get some for next week. I'll get some Zimas.
I saw Zima's back. Zima's back.
It is back.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm done.
They brought him back.
Oh, God. I'm done. Yeah. Fuck.
The bottle.
All right, guys. I just wanted to stop by for a little bit, make sure you guys aren't derailing this or...
Kaiser's not that good, bro. See you later.
I'm just going to eject him. Hey, Tyler.
Yeah.
Punt.
I actually kicked him.
How many points you get for that, for punting Tyler out of the chat?
At least five.
Everybody drink. Okay, sorry. Back to you there, Co. Big Co.
Big
one,
Co.
One, what is it?
Big Co. I don't know.
Big Co.
You want to know what's funny real quick before you go, Gabe? I met somebody last year that knew me by, you know, through some friends, and he was like, I thought Big Co would be a lot bigger when I met him. I was like, that is not cool, man.
Hopefully you weren't stripped down and that was your counterpart.
You know? I didn't know I needed to rep some push-ups before I met new guys. New people.
Yeah, hold up. Let me do 10 push-ups. I bet I can do more push-ups than you right now.
I don't think I've done a push-up in like 2 years.
Two?
At least.
I've done a push-up in like 25.
I'm doing girl push-ups now.
My back hurts. Diamonds.
Cock push-up.
Really Tenacious D.
Lift you up off the ground.
Cock push-up.
It's like an F1 car. Just boop.
How many can you do? Well, there's really just one. Yeah. All right. Anyway, sorry. Back to the rookie talk. We were about to talk some fantasy football.
Right. Yeah. For once.
Were we going to do fantasy football?
Were we?
Don't do. Yeah. Sorry.
I saw. I'm in a rookie draft where free agents are included in the rookie draft, basically because you can't keep them throughout the season. So if you bid on them in 2016, you can't keep them for the 2017 season and beyond. You got to drop them at the end of the year.
Marshawn Lynch.
So, I mean, big ones were Marshawn Lynch. Yeah. Dak Prescott was around, among some other guys. Jack Doyle just went recently. But one that went in the fourth round that kind of surprised me, and I'll give you a plus or minus. Who you like more, Chad Williams or Terrence West?
Chad Williams.
Yeah. I thought that would be...
I don't want Terrence West if the only cost is a roster spot. Like, just cut him.
That was my surprise.
Oh, no, Terrence Williams, not Terrence West.
Yeah, Terrence Williams. Yeah, Terrence Williams is.
Yeah, no. Chad Williams. Chad, we know what, in my opinion, Terrence Williams, we know what he is. Chad Williams, we have no idea. Everybody loves this kid. He's like supposedly one of the smartest rookies to go through the draft process, the combine. Like, he like destroyed his whiteboard test. They're saying that they love this kid. They were surprised at how smart he is. He's
no Josh Dobbs.
Right. Or
look at Frank dropping some actual fantasy football stuff.
Or Lamar Miller. Lamar Miller supposedly bombed his whiteboard test. Like, he didn't know where to run. He didn't know what the A gap was, what any of those.
I could tell by watching his tape from last year.
He's good, yeah. God damn it. Leave him alone. That's my running back.
I saw a stat this week that out of 318 touches, he broke like two tackles or something stupid.
Yeah. Fire up the grill because it's foreman time. Drink.
Dad joke.
That's a knockout joke, Gabe.
That was
George, nice. George, yeah, George, George, yeah, George, check. And George.
This is my other son, George.
And my other son, and Georgette, and Georgina. He's got like 20 kids all named George or some variation of it.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You know who passed on the George Foreman girl, right?
Hulk Hogan.
Yep.
Sure did. Idiot. Credit that one.
For a pasta machine or something crazy like that.
Would have been a billionaire.
Something you've never heard of, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mess that one up.
You blew it!
So we'll they could have had red. They could have had red and yellow models. It would have been amazing.
Was that during his phase where he went from, you know, Hulkamania to Hollywood
NWO.
Hulk? Yeah, the NWO.
He also drafted Bishop Sankey.
Oh my God, Bishop Sankey.
He was a bad decision maker, the Hulkster.
There's another lover boy there, Matt Jones, Bishop.
Hey, so how's this for off season talk? This is from Roto World, but the Bucks head coach has compared Chris Godwin to Roddy White. You guys feeling that comparison?
Love it. Love Chris Godwin.
That's some high praise.
Love Chris Godwin. I think he might you know what? Third. Yeah. Fuck it. The third wide receiver out of this draft. And I'm drunk, by the way. just saying.
Must be.
But I loved Chris Godwin. You didn't like Chris Godwin coming out?
Well, you think that's a good fit across from Mike Evans?
Pre-draft, it was all about some Chris Godwin. But going to the Bucks and getting stuck behind some of those playmakers they have, it's just tough.
See, yeah. I initially I agreed with you, and then I was talking to Scott Fish, and he brought up he made some good points. Like, I guess it all depends on the offense. I mean, if you're in a Shanahan offense, you don't want to be the wide receiver two. You want wide receiver one all day. Right. But I mean, if you have Mike Evans on one side, you got Cameron Braid or OJ Howard on the other, you got DeSean Jackson, you got Chris Godwin on one all day long.
Absolutely.
He might, you know, surprise for a late round, especially in redraft, a late round just flyer. He might be a Jamison Crowder of last year.
Kind of reminds me a little bit of something like a Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey phase where Marshall was there for a minute and then Jeffrey was on his way up, and that might be Godwin.
Evans isn't going anywhere.
Evans isn't going.
And he's not 30 already. Yeah.
Yeah.
How often does Jameis go to the slot receiver?
Humphreys all the time.
He loves his tight ends, though.
Top 40 or top 50.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it depends on what you pay for Godwin, but –
Well, I also saw a report that Godwin, supposedly they want to keep him on the outside and not move him in the slot. So
he can go anywhere, though.
Yeah, he can.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's got the skill and the route tree to be able to move around anywhere. Yeah,
I'm a fan. I'm not a fan of Zay Jones, except in Buffalo. You know, it's crazy. I think he's actually going to do okay in Buffalo.
Opportunities. They're going to be there.
What's the likelihood that Sammy plays 17 games? 0%?
25%?
Probably because they're not going to make the playoffs. So
exactly. Yeah, 0% because, one, the Bills aren't going to make
Okay. The playoffs. Okay. My third game job.
Yeah, but I would say that's about 30% tops that he's not going to miss a game.
If he does, though, he's winning some people some championships. If he plays 16 games.
You think so?
So here's the thing about Watkins. So if you compare the injuries that Dez Bryant and Julian Edelman both had, so they both were able to rebound from those injuries. Edelman played pretty much every game last season, and so did Dez. And Dez really turned it on in the second half. And Julio, I think Watkins, if you can get him, I've seen him slide, but also redraft. Sammy could have a monster year if that foot, and I think it's 100% healthy.
Where's he going?
I mean, I think in redraft, you've seen him go I've seen him in the early to mid to late third, and sometimes later.
Yeah. You get him in the fourth, I think.
Yep.
I mean,
in the fourth.
To me, buying that.
So in redraft, really?
I'll gamble with a fourth in redraft for sure on Sammy.
Hell yeah.
I got problems when it comes to Sammy Watkins. I was never like all on board with Sammy Watkins, and plus he misses a lot of games. Everybody has a problem with Keenan Allen missing games.
Here's the thing, though. If he misses games, you can replace him with waiver wire receivers. You're not taking zeros. You get 9 games of Sammy Watkins. I mean,
Look, Frank, 2 years ago when you had 10 games of Sammy Watkins and what we got.
Frank, you're about to compare him to Keenan Allen. What were you about? How's it different there with the injury?
Exactly. I mean, every time Keenan Allen is brought up, I don't want Keenan Allen. I am not drafting Keenan Allen. I mean, everybody's like standing on this hill of this anti-Keenan Allen because of injuries. and I'm like, but you guys love Sammy Watkins. Not you guys, you know, the rhetorical you, the people talking about it. Like, you guys love Sammy Watkins. Oh, I love me some Sammy Watkins in Buffalo. Like, what is it? The bottom three in pass attempts.
New coordinator.
Okay. Again, it's still there's more risk, in my opinion, with Sammy Watkins than it is a Keenan Allen. That's just me. But Frank, I'd rather have Keenan Allen than Sammy Watkins every day of the week.
Frank,
every
you
day
love of the this. Week. I took on two orphans this past offseason, and I traded. And both those orphans, I had Lamar Miller. Traded away Lamar Miller for Sammy Watkins straight up. Because I love
I would do that. That good I would job. Do. I mean, yeah, good job. I would definitely do that.
I would definitely do that. I think I have risk in both Sammy Watkins and Keenan Allen. I want to shy away from both of them. I'm a Clemson alumni, so I'm all about Sammy Watkins. But to me, if I can make a logical argument towards Sammy over Keenan anyway, would be that it's at least it's just in the foot with Sammy. It's just that foot, which
but it's a recurring foot.
Yeah, that's true.
Was
I'll take the fluky injuries all over the body over the one thing that's coming back around. Like, who's that, Keaton, that said that?
Yeah,
that if you got one foot that's just keeping you off the field, then like you get back on the field and you step the wrong way, and all of a sudden you got a Liz Frank or whatever, but, and you're back out.
But you're all about some Julio Jones, though.
This wasn't
love Julio.
Julio Jones has put up 4,500 yards in three
years, too. Julio has proved it. I mean, Sammy had a great year. What did you say, Doug?
Two years ago, 2015.
I don't know. Matt Harmon said this a while ago. I heard him like, once we have, it's hard. Once we have already our mind made up, that first impression of a player, it's hard to
hard to let it go.
It's hard to let it go. Like I liked Sammy Watkins. I mean, I liked Mike Evans much better coming out. And I remember getting berated. Oh my God, Sammy Watkins could do so much more. You know, like Johnny Manziel was running around. That's why Mike Evans was always open. Like, and everybody was loving it. I'm like, nah, you know what? I like Mike Evans more. Like
Watkins has better hands than Evans does, though, for sure.
Who would you rather have? I know better hands, but drops happen.
Points per game base.
I'd rather have Mike Evans. Mike Evans is like the number two, two or three dynasty wide receiver, not redraft. Again,
I think
dynasty.
People are gonna. I think people are gonna.
I think that's
possibly
fair.
Regret that.
What Evans?
Yeah, I think that with all the pass catchers there, and you look at the numbers from Evans. The deep ball, the targets, all the stuff that pointed to an awesome season. I think there's definitely going to be some regression there. And I still think, don't get me wrong, I like Mike Evans quite a bit, and I think he's still going to be a stud. But number two in dynasty startups is a little rich for me.
He can't catch. Well, I mean, I think he's got bad hands.
There's fluctuation. Like last year with Allen Robinson, he had a good year. He jumps to the top of the line with he obviously behind Julio and Antonio Brown. But that flavor of the year jumps to the middle of the first round of a startup all the time.
Every year.
Think about Mike Evans. Yeah. Mike Evans is the closest thing we got to Calvin Johnson.
Yep.
He's with a great young quarterback, and he's not going anywhere. Maybe
preach.
He's 1,000 yards, maybe, three straight years.
Maybe Mike Evans isn't the top three or four receiver this year because there's a little flow in that. But I think for a dynasty value, Mike Evans could blow his knee out this year and still be in the first round next year. That's just how it is. He's not going to go anywhere. He's huge. He's fast. And Jameis loves him in the red zone. He gets the targets.
In dynasty, again, in redraft, it's AB, Julio, Odell Beckham.
Yep.
You know. The usual suspects, but as far as dynasty, then it's Odell Beckham Jr. I just Mike Evans, Amari Cooper, you know, like that those because you have to bring age. I always rant about these ageists, like, oh, you know, he's 17 and a half is whatever, but you have to and when it comes to dynasty, you got to bring age into it.
Safest.
Yeah, I mean, there's only about four or five wide receiver ones that return the next year. I mean, they drop off. They really do. And so the consistent ones stay. You know, you can trust the Brown, the OBJ. But I understand your point on Mike Evans kind of sweating that a little bit. But because only four or five are going to return. You can look at the top 12 from last year and say, okay, I'm going to pick five of these guys. And the rest are going to be gone. And not necessarily stick to that. But that's about on average what it is.
My bad. Go ahead.
No. I'm sorry. I mean, you can the five best wide receivers, like you said, like Gabe. I think that the last 5 years, 4 years, the top five wide receivers have pretty been. I mean, at least three to four. It's OBJ, Antonio Brown, Julio, AJ Jordy. Green, Jordy. Like those are like the top five scoring. And then you can mix and match whatever you want. And there's always newcomers like Michael Thomas. You know, like you guys think Michael Thomas is going to do what he did last year? I don't. I have a hard
no.
Talk about regression. I think Michael Thomas is going to regress.
I think you could do that again with just volume, though.
I think he'll be equal to last year just because
about of that. Volume.
I don't think he could be the one.
You're a Willie Snead fan or what? You got the need?
Cooks helped him a lot.
I think Cooks did help him a lot, and I do like Willie Snead this year. Love him.
Okay. Michael Thomas had some serious drops last year, too.
AJ Green or Michael Thomas?
AJ Green.
You'd be surprised how many people are going Michael Thomas ahead of AJ Green.
In startups?
For age, age-wise.
Yeah.
No.
I'm sorry I missed you guys. You guys said something.
I was just saying that the Drew Brees factor has to weigh more into this scenario as far as picking AJ Green over Michael Thomas.
How many years is Brees going to be around?
Right.
Yep.
How many years is Dalton going to be around?
He's not that old.
Yeah, but he sucks. No.
Hey, he's gonna be surprising people this year.
He won me a championship, so I Andy Dalton.
Dalton's the guy.
Huge value.
I'm on the Dalton train this year.
I'm on the Stafford train this year, just like last year. Again, he won me a championship.
Yeah, and he's still getting disrespected, thrown down, and dynasty drafts. He's still down to like 13th or something. I'm sure in redraft he's around the same. So I mean, totally Stafford. With you there. Cousins as well.
Yeah, I'm a Cousins fan as well. How about Dak Prescott? You think he's going to be the quarterback six again this year?
No, I don't know. No way.
Regression.
Yeah. I won't have Prescott anywhere with how high he's going.
Thank you.
It's not going to happen.
Me either.
I mean, he may return that, but I'm not going to. That's his ceiling to me. I mean, there's no way.
Yeah, I agree with that, Keaton. The thing about Dak is he's got his legs. It's kind of like Tyrod. But he's got better weapons. Like Dak's legs will keep him getting fantasy points consistently on a week to week basis, just because he can run around and stuff.
And that offensive line,
obviously, the offensive line is great. But like he's got monster red zone weapons, and he will be a good fantasy football player and a good quarterback in your lineup for a long time. But just what you have to pay for him, I'd rather get a stud at another position instead of taking him right there and fall back a handful of rounds. Or 10 rounds.
Right. You could take Tyrod Taylor.
10 rounds later.
10 rounds later. Right.
Yeah.
If you're in a startup, I agree. I just don't see regression as a big factor when I look at Dak. I think, if anything, Dak's going to get better. He got better as the season went on. The playbook opened up more. Dez Bryant got more involved. And if Dez is going to be more involved this year from the beginning, which he will be, I don't see why regression is a big issue, I think.
Because they don't have anybody else. It's just Dez. I mean, Witten's a year older. They don't have anybody in that number
Beasley,
two.
Bro. Come on.
They got Eric Decker.
Witzer? Well, Cole Beasley's their number one, and then they don't have anybody else.
Ryan Switzer. Come on.
Cole Beasley 2.0. Ryan
Rico
Switzer.
Rico Gathers. Let's go.
Oh, there he's getting all this love. Rico.
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 the annex of Puerto Rico.
Is that Clint that said all that right there about Dak and his ability to go forward from here?
Yeah. Yes.
I completely agree with that.
Yeah, it was Clint.
It just kind of comes back to, if you're a guy that likes to wait on quarterback and take more position. I mean, I think Dak will be just fine. I think it'll be awesome. I mean, there's nothing that tells me that he can't do what he did last year and even better. Like you said, Dez coming around. It's just, for me, like Keaton said, I can't pay that price for him because I can get somebody very, very similar 10 rounds later.
That's why I got him everywhere last year.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, last year worked out because he was free.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
I traded Justin Forsett for him when Tony Romo got hurt.
No.
Like I said, he's free.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Who did that?
Wow. Last year in one of my home leagues, we were sitting there watching the preseason game for the Cowboys, and we were doing our draft, our rookie draft, and somebody was like, oh, look at Dak. He looks great in the preseason, and they selected him, and it was just the dumbest luck. The timing was so dumb.
But it happened with Russell Wilson, too. Like, if you were watching that week three or whatever it was, Russell Wilson game.
Yeah.
And Matt it was Flynn like all of a sudden.
Yeah, Matt Flynn sucked, though. I mean, that was kind of.
He had that one great game against the Patriots, 5 touchdowns.
But that happened right when people were drafting for redraft. I mean, that was right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had an auction draft, and he didn't get drafted in the rookie draft, and we had our auction draft after week 2 of the preseason, and I picked up Dak super cheap in a salary cap league, and rode him to the title last year. So,
yeah, man.
That's what I like.
All right, fellas. Sorry to break up your Dak talk. We actually talked about football for the last, 20 minutes. So that was actually good. But we're going to wrap it up here. We can kind of go around the table and give yourself a plug on Twitter, what you're doing. So I'm just going to look at my screen from right to left. Keaton, where can we find you, man?
Sure. I'm on Twitter at Keaton Denley. I know it's real original, just my name. And then at thefantasyfootballers.com and thefantasyauthority.com.
All right. And the Married to the Game, fellas.
Yeah, you got Dynasty Big Co here, but we are at the FF Dynasty. We do the Married to the Game podcast. We're the three of us. Casey's out tonight, but we just got through recording, and he was there for that, so that'll be cool.
Yeah, the big arms guy.
Yeah. 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 He's repping some curls right now in the background.
All right, and Franzia Frank.
at Dynasty Frank, you can hear me at the Bull Rush on the Bull Rush pod with Scott Fish and Ryan McDowell. And I wrote some for the Fantasy Authority because I just, don't write well. Yeah, you can just whatever, hang out, Twitter, get drunk, whatever. I'm just whacked.
Hey, hold on. With that Franzia Frank thing, let's throw something down right now. You can even pick. You can pick Adrian. No, maybe I shouldn't do that. No, do it. Let's go.
Marshawn Lynch.
Adrian Peterson or Jamal Charles. You take your pick, and you can take Lynch. I'll take whoever, and we'll do a Twitter handle thing. But mine is already going to be Franzia Frank if you lose.
Wait, what am I picking? Marshawn Lynch. What is it? All right, Marshawn Lynch.
Marshawn Lynch. Who do you want me to pick? You want AP or Jamal Charles?
No, you pick. I don't have to.
You better take AP if you want a chance to win this.
I know right?
Okay, I'll take Adrian Peterson then.
Okay, and this done. This is a
Twitter handle thing.
Twitter handle for a week, a day, 24 hours.
Sure.
Whatever. You got to do it a week.
A week, whatever.
Do it a week.
Do it a week.
It'll be the off
during the season. A week during the season.
Whatever. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Fine.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, right. I know. All right, Josh. Where can we find you, my man?
At the Dynasty Wiz on Twitter, that's WHIZ, at the Fantasy Football Degenerates podcast, and sometimes for the Dynasty Dorks website as a writer.
Yeah, right on. And Eddie.
You can find me at Da Fantasy Father on Twitter. I am the host of the Trophy Time podcast, and I write for TFFGurus.com during the season and off season. So you can check out the podcast there as well. And we are part of the Dynasty Happy Hour Network, which sometimes I do fill in on the Dynasty Happy Hour.
Ooh, nice plug.
Fauci's tits.
sidebar. After we record, sidebar.
Okay. Clint, what about you, man?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Fantasy Pastor. And then sometimes I write and I rank for the Dynasty Happy Hour guys.
And at Grab Bag Fantasy on Twitter, writing for I got a podcast with the same name, writing for the Dynasty Happy Hour and a part of the podcast network. Cheers to you guys for letting me be a part of that. And that's it. That's the open bar. We can call it deuces here. What do you say?
The bar fellas? Is closed.
The bar
go
is
Giants.
Closed.
Go Giants over Patriots.
All right. Thanks for punters joining us, everyone. People. We'll see y'all next week.
Screw kickers. Get rid of punters.
This has been a Dynasty Happy Hour Podcast Network.